We're here in South Carolina ahead of tomorrow's primary election. And from the moment our feet hit the ground in Charleston, it was clear why tourism is the number one industry in the state. There's tons to experience. The food, the shopping, the coast, the pampering. People who come here to see it all are a big part of what's fueling this state's economy. Over the next few minutes, we're going to take you on a road trip from Charleston to Columbia to hear from some of the hardworking people of South Carolina about what they want in a presidential candidate and how this time around, picking the perfect one isn't as clear-cut as in years past. We start in Charleston.
My name is Alfonso Brown, and I'm the owner-operator of Gullah Tours.
Okay, so you might be wondering, what exactly is Gullah? Well, it's this complex mix of African and American culture and a preservation of language from black slaves who were brought here hundreds of years ago. I asked Brown to teach me a little.
We want to unravel my mouth about.
Keep going.
We want to unravel my mouth about. We want me for unravel my mouth about. What do you want me to say about? You know, maybe that's the one of it. Yeah, that's the one of it. Yeah.
Brown, who is 74 years old, was raised about 12 miles outside of Charleston. And for about 30 years now, he's been one of the only tour guides giving visitors a view of his home state through the Gullah culture.
They're all doing a little black history, but not exclusively like I am doing. Matter of fact, I'm the only tour guide to go on the east side of town, up in the hood.
On this day, Brown had visitors from Pennsylvania, Michigan, and as far away as Denmark. They came to town this week for the Democratic debate. He stands in front of them on the tour bus, explaining a little about the origins of the Gullah language.
Gullah is Gullah. Gullah is a Creole-based language, like the French Creole, but with English as its main base. For an example, if you go to the restaurant and you ordered a poulet sandwich, what are you getting? Poulet, French for? Poulet.
Oh, poulet. That's chicken.
Chicken, yeah, yeah. But in Gullah, we don't call it poulet. We call it pullet, like they do in England. Pullet. My grandmama said to me sometime, boy, go on outside and check on them pullet.
Brown says several of the presidential candidates have taken this tour over the years. Just a few days ago, candidate Michael Bloomberg went for one. Brown loves all of this. And in thinking about his mother and father and their mothers and fathers who didn't have the right to vote, voting is what he gets the most excited about. The 2008 primary was easy. Barack Obama was a natural choice. In 2016, it was Hillary Clinton. But this time around, things feel a little more complicated.
I was a Biden fan. And then one day on TV, I wasn't looking at it, but I heard this person speaking on the TV, and he was speaking and campaigning and everything. And I said, is that Obama on the TV again? And I looked, and it was a man named Buttigieg. I still pronounced his name wrong. And he just made me want to vote for him because it sounded like Obama. You know, these things happen. And but I don't know. I'm still undecided.
Brown is thinking about his three sons and his eight grandchildren. What do they need in a president? Who's going to be the Democratic candidate that thinks about their future and the future of the less fortunate?
What I want from a candidate is what they can do for those who's not privileged, who maybe less privileged. I got what I want now at my age. What else more can anybody give me or do for me? And so therefore my concern is for others who need what they have to offer. And so if I vote for a candidate, I'll vote for him for what that person can do for someone else, you know.
Brown represents one of the thousands fueling the engine of Charleston tourism. But about 2 hours north, in the capital of Columbia, we stopped by Tolliver's Main Event Barbershop, a place where ideas about life and politics are always the topics of the day. It's where I met Willie Evans taking a break from cutting hair.
I've been cutting hair all my life. I love it. You know, I come every day, they pick on me by getting here so early. But I never come to work. I love doing what I do.
Evans talked about watching the debates, what he liked and what he didn't like. But when I asked him what candidate he trusted, he paused before answering.
Trust? Trust. It's hard to say trust. I put it to you like this, sir. I trust Biden the most. I put it that way. But I trust none of them. But I trust Biden the most. I don't know if that's a good answer.
Tom Steyer and Pete Buttigieg signs and billboards line the streets and corners here. And you can't turn on the TV without being inundated with political ads. There's even quite a few Tulsi Gabbard ads and people walking around the city with Elizabeth Warren buttons. But this is Biden country. There's no doubt about it. And the reasons why, at least here at this barbershop, have less to do with Vice President Biden's platform, although there is talk about some of the key issues here, and more to do with what Biden represents. It's like when your best friend or family member gives you advice on a decision to make. They trust former President Barack Obama here and Congressman Jim Clyburn, who yesterday endorsed Obama's VP, Joe Biden.
My mama got a saying, you are part of who you associate with.
Christopher Tolliver Sr. runs this shop with his father, Herbert.
Barbershop has been here since January the 21st, 1976. This is our fourth location on the same side of town.
All of Tolliver's clients are like family. They either went to school together, church together, or live near each other. And without prompting, almost all of them talked about Biden. In a way, at least for Tolliver, he credits Biden with helping elect the first black president.
I can remember watching TV in here, and it was two endorsements that gave me the idea that Barack Obama would become president of the United States. And that would be Senator Ted Kennedy, who has departed from us, and Joe Biden, Senator Joe Biden.
And so for Tolliver, supporting Biden is almost like thanking him for standing behind Obama. But that's not all.
To me, we feel like he's fought the good fight. And we want to be there for him now as far as supporting him to become the president of the United States. We feel he's a good person.
When you say he's fought the good fight, what do you mean by that?
Him trying to eliminate private prisons, him trying to raise the minimum wage up to $15 an hour, and him having paid leave for families who become sick.
This framing is a nuanced one because it's a different narrative than the one we often hear. It signifies that at least here, a vote for Biden is sort of like a thank you for standing behind a black man for president.
We got to stick together. I'm going to say us for the human race. I don't want to put a color on this thing. I'd rather say out of all the candidates, like I said, I trust none of them, but I trust Biden the most.
The fire we've been hearing about finding a candidate that can beat President Trump, isn't burning as hot here. Evans actually doesn't feel Trump is a bad president.
Me particularly, I don't dislike him or like him. I like the fact that there's a lot of more jobs on the street now. You can go get more jobs now. But I also don't like him because of his views on women and his views on race,
And not everyone who comes into this shop will be voting for Biden, even though the respect is here. Tolliver's wife is eyeing businessman Tom Steyer, and Tolliver says his younger clients have come in supporting other candidates.
Younger people, which they have a right to feel this way, to me don't know the history of what Joe Biden has meant to the African-American community as far as standing up for civil rights. So when they look at, let's say, a Bernie Sanders, they see a man that wants to give away, let's say, free education or wants to have free health care. I'm not against the free health care because I believe that is a right for all Americans. But I am against free education. The older generation, we're more conservative. So what we're asking for is just a fair shake. And we'll go out here and work to get what we need as far as in society. We don't want to have a handout.
This road trip is one that all of the Democratic presidential candidates are taking, crisscrossing South Carolina, vying for voters in a state that could propel their race to the nomination. And an update on Alfonso Brown, the co-owner of Gullah Tours we met earlier. He called me late last night to tell me he's made a decision on a candidate. After hearing Congressman Jim Clyburn endorse Joe Biden, he's decided he'll back Biden too. On our road trip, we also heard from other voters about their concerns.
My name is Alexis Klein. I would describe myself as a small business owner, non-traditional student, and a Charleston, South Carolina resident. What I want most in a president is a president that thinks about everybody outside of himself. While we do need to focus on infrastructure in our country, we also need to be a little bit more mindful about our relationships outside of the country. There's a lot of people in the world and a lot of good that we can do, but it seems that there's also a lot of damage we can do. So we just need to be a little more conscious of that.
My name is Jeff Parrish. I'm retired, but I'm driving part-time as a rideshare driver, trying to put a roof on my house without going into debt to get it. I live in Walterboro, South Carolina. I voted for Donald Trump in 2016. I'm being very open-minded. I'm willing to listen to new and fresh ideas. And Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg are the ones that I'm most interested. They are absolutely different from the typical politician. But right now, there's no one that I would choose over Donald Trump.